Good day, everyone. Marina here from the Sentinel in Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News, bringing you the latest news we've got going on this week across Moreton Bay, Somerset, and Sunny Coast Hinterland. So for Sentinel, we're covering two big stories relevant to our areas, namely the tabling of e-bike submissions and report in Parliament that happened on Friday, and the decisions the committee has made regarding e-bikes and how that's going to impact local tourism and, you know, young people that maybe rely on it or older people that rely on these devices. We're also looking at changes to staffing and timetable to Queensland Rail, particularly in Morayfield, Nanango, and Burpengary stations that have lost weekend staff and how that's affecting our locals. In Glasshouse, we're also looking at how the RSL might be forced to fold following the shortage of volunteers and them being unable to secure key leadership roles at the moment. So make sure you check up on that. And lastly, we're also looking at Mullaney streetscapes and what's happening there with works supposedly meant to commence now in early June. So we've got that, lots of features, seniors features, our timeout, the upcoming show season and what's happening with that. So make sure you grab your copies and we'll see you next week.